Whoa, 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 yeah. Yeah, this is the reggae ambassador. Hey, boss it.
Stress I John Line is fun for them case again. You don't know. All right, we come to call out all warriors on the battlefield. All right, my warrior. Me want to the sword on the shield. All right, then.
Warriors of Jan.
Lion is fun, I say.
Warriors of Jan, no stalling.
Not all.
Yes.
Pull this one up and start it back from the beginning. Ras Aija alongside Lioness Fonz. But before I do that, hello. Are you there, Ras Aija?
Yes, my brother Yendis. Give thanks having I here once again. Blessed love, reggaespace.com.
Well, you're very welcome. It's a welcome return. Very interested to know what's been happening in between time. I'm just starting. The first track of the night features your voice. It's alongside Lioness Fonz, Warriors of Jah.
Yeah, man. I listen last year the first.
Bless.
It's Rasai John Lioness Fonz on them case again. You don't know. All right, we come to call out all warriors on the battlefield. All right.
Warriors of Jam, warriors of Jam, no stalling.
Not all.
Now is the time to hit
trains. Fire red now.
Warriors of Jackie Chan, warriors of Jackie Haley. Mystical power
fists.
Yourself, Sister Seven.
Big
respects all those locked in right now. Right now, we're in tune with Ras Aija alongside Lioness Fonz in a live interview right here. Link up UK and the USA. Which part you're there in the USA, Aija?
Right now, I'm in Florida.
Okay, okay. And how's the weather over there?
Well, it's still raining. You know, we've been having some rain for the past week.
All right. Well, we're having nice sunshine. It's like Jamaica over here right now, you know.
Ah, boy, you see how the thing reverse?
Yes, yes, yes. Now, this track here with the Lioness Fonz, a lot of people may not have heard of Lioness Fonz before this. What do you know about Lioness?
Well, Lioness Fonz has been on my space for a long time, you know, and it's what that when I open my Facebook, we reconnected and, you know, I sent her the rhythm and she just decided to put a vibe to it and, you know.
Right.
Because I've been watching her works for a while and, you know, she's been doing her thing same still, you know, because it's very hard for the Empress them to really get a blight in the industry right now, you know, so.
Yes.
Right now she's been doing, you know, what she's been doing to really make a career, you know, blow up, you know, so I'm glad, you know, to have her on this track, you know.
Yes, yes, and it's good for you to give her a bly, you know, to give her some exposure on your music.
Yes, King.
And which part she there, you know?
I believe it's if not London, somewhere in London. So, right. You know, I'm not too familiar with UK, but...
Okay, right. She's based in the UK then?
Yeah. Yeah, she based in
UK. All right. And the two of you, Warriors of Jah, yes?
Yes, I.
How the fight going?
Well, the fight never stopped, you know.
Yes, you know, yes.
The fight never stopped because, you know, it's every day, you know, them kill one away, you know, so... As Bob say, it come like many more will have to suffer and many more will have to die, yes. But how long will we, you know, sit aside and look, you know?
Yes, yes.
So the warriors, them need to rise up right now, you know, spiritually, physically, and really bring some kind of, you know, some balance and justice to this earth. Because if we wait upon the politician, then we are go dead off, you know. If we wait upon the police, then we are go dead off, so...
Well, you know, you talk about justice, and from this side of the Atlantic, you know, there seems to be some injustice going on over there. When we hear about Trayvon Martin, his name?
Yeah, man.
And the Zimmerman guy in Get Off?
Well, it come like this, you know. We can't really look at it as injustice in America, because when it come to we as a people, you know, it come like we don't have no protection here. So the system will always feel high because we don't belong here. So they don't build their system to benefit I and I as a people in America. They don't do that. They don't make their laws to benefit I and I. So another one of my little brother dead, and it come like, you know, it just will be another chapter in the book that these Babylonians are writing to show that, you know, we have no control over, you know, I and I rights.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes.
Because we have no rights in America as Africans.
You know, it kind of confuses me, and because, you know, the whole nation. The whole nation, as they would see it, is based on immigrants.
Sure.
You know, if you're not a Native American Indian, then you're a immigrant. That's the way I check it, or am I getting it wrong?
No, you're right.
So why they so fuss about black people coming from this part of the world or that part of the world when the whole of them are immigrants themselves?
Well, it's all about earth runnings and how you deal with it, you know, because these people and them come here and they set up a kingdom where they know the former kingdom would have fall.
Right.
So them come away from them teachers and them professors who taught them in their former country, and they came here and they established their kingdom.
Yes, yes.
And knowing these people lineage, their lineage is to divide and rule and conquer. And within the divide and rule and conquer realm, they will kill who they have to kill to get what they have to get. They will take what they have to take in order to gain what they have to gain. So this is how these people came about of today and can control who can come in and who can, you know, who can get out. And this is how it is, because they set it up from long time before black man himself had a say in America.
Yes, yes.
You understand? Because even if it go before that, as the Moors, the Maroons and the Moors and these people and them trod the earth, long before these, you know, man them who trod the earth, like Christopher Columbus and the George Washington and all these different people, them and the Willie Lynch and all these man them. We had black people, yes, they trod the earth long before, but to be honest, you know, me not think say black people dwell here too long and call this place their home.
Okay.
Them do what them had to do and them leave. This is why Marcus Garvey came and said, do what you have to do and leave this place as soon as you can, because it is not your home. You cannot call this place your home, because there is no shelter and no roof for the nation of Africans in America. So we are not comfortable. We will never be comfortable unless we leave.
Yes, yes, yes. Well,
but they would not allow the masses of black people to leave, because if all black people leave America for 1 week, America crumble.
Yes, yes, that's true. The same would happen over here as well in the UK. Many of the institutions and the organizations relying on immigrants to keep them going. And sure. If they were to turn their back for, as you say, 1 week, everything would fall flat.
Yes, sir, because we have the main mind power. We have the control of the mind to do certain things and create certain things. We are the creators, you know. Remember that, you know.
Yeah.
Not taking anything away from, you know, our Caucasian brothers and sisters, our Asian brothers and sisters. Not taking anything away from them, but the gift was given to I and I first to go about and create. And due to certain, due to lack of control of this power, certain man, you know, them give it away. So this is where we are right now as black people. You know, is as some people say, is the Trayvon case is not about black or white, but I see it as black and white, because if one little white boy gets shot from a black man, right away they lock him up.
Yeah.
And the case would not go on so long. Number one, this is America. The case would not go on so long. They would lock him up and sign him to 25 years in jail the first week of the case.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is how, you know, it comes to show that we have no say in America. Now look at the lady who they say locked up right now for just, you know, warning her husband not to come near, because it come like she husband was doing some disrespectful things to her. Me not really to catch up on the case too good, but me know say she bust some shot up in the air to warn him off.
Okay.
And they lock up the woman and give her 20 years and not one bullet hit anybody.
Wow.
But Zimmerman kill a 17-year-old. You understand what me I say?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It seems like there's double standards. You know, one rule for one and one rule for the next one.
All right. You see it.
Now, I mean, for you now, you never born in America. You emigrate and go there. Is that right?
Yes, King.
Trinidad and Tobago, don't?
Yes, my brother.
And when was that?
1999.
Okay. And now, what would you consider yourself? You're American or are you still Trini?
No, I'm a Rasta. I'm none of the above.
All right.
I am none of the above, because even though if I decide to say I'm an African, it still come like I'm labeling myself a name that, you know, some colonializer come and give to I and I, because I'm just a black man that treading this earth trying to do Jah works. You see it?
Yes, yes.
I know where I'm going and I know where I'm coming from. I came from the Kushite lineage. I know where I'm coming from. But for I man to say I'm a Trinidadian or American, these places was not given to I by Farai. These places was given to I by the man, the imperialists and these men who come and colonialize and take away I and I freedom.
Right,
Africa
right.
was given to I and I by the Most High. Yes.
Yes.
But in those days, who knows what the name was? It could be ancient Kush, it could be Abyssinia, whatever name it was. I am from that land.
Right. So how now that you're in America now, how the making of your kind of music, you know, your music that pushes a certain faith, a certain spirituality, a certain order of things. How does it sit with the American system? Are you find you get enough support to make your music, or is it you have to do it underground, or how it go?
Well, everything when it comes to reggae music in America, there are sections. This is what I gain. I gain this knowledge by traveling America and realize there are sections. There, once you have a band in America that is established, as far as, you know, they get little gigs in clubs here and there, you will get your name pushed. You will get your music played as far as on the underground level, because the radio stations in America is... it's all about politics.
Yeah.
So, more time you find like the underground man them more get inspiration than the man them who playing on the big radio station them. So, more time me, I just do my music and send it to the man them like you. You know what I mean? Because I know, so the man them doing it from the heart. You know, and other radio stations that like on the internet and different things like that. Because if I focus on these brothers them who... playing all these passa passa music and all these kill this one and shot this and bling bling and all them things.
Yeah.
I would not reach where I am at today.
Okay.
Over somewhere coming from, because they're not interested in hearing what I have to say.
Yeah.
They are not. Because when it comes to Rastafari and uplifting communities and uplifting the minds of the people, the director in these radio stations telling you straight up, don't play that.
Right.
So the most I can do is just trad, and wherever I trad and I buck up on some underground radio station, me just do some jingles and couple dub plate and give them some music and keep the fire blazing, because these are the man them who show you the love, and these is the people them who know the fight is dread in America when it comes to the culture, because America have no culture.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't accept a culture that is trying to change the people and uplift the people and wise them up. They wouldn't accept that.
It's like they sit up for the commercial.
Yeah, man.
So if you're not coming with anything commercial, if you're not coming with bling bling and party and beach party and thing and wine up and thing, then it don't really fit the system.
Rasta, them would love for you to do that, because what going on now is it come like you showing them from front that you're bowing out. You understand, is all about money for you.
Right.
But it's not all about money for me, because enough time I sit down in my house and I suffer. When I say suffer, it come like physically suffer. Spiritually, me not suffer, because me know say Jah fulfill I and I.
Yeah.
You understand? But in America, yes, so it's not easy, Rasta, when it comes to reggae music, Bridget. You have to keep doing it, reach out to the people. Then sometimes you have to do promotional show and just satter.
Right.
You understand? Because one day, you know, you will reach where the music is accepted and is loved. And the people, them will take heed and love you for who you are. You understand? Because of the word song and the way you live.
Yes. Because from what you're describing, you know, many times I speak to artists who have experience of Jamaica, and it looks like the same thing happening over there.
Well, I don't know exactly, to be honest, what is really going on in Jamaica, but a couple of bridges be showing me some vibes, and you know, it come like how I see it in Jamaica right now, it unbalanced, you know, because 1 minute dancehall music are gonna be it run the place, and then next minute the culture music will come back and take over, next minute lovers rock come and take over. So it come like there's somebody behind this that is doing this kind of injustice to the artists, them. You over somewhere coming from, and them picking and choosing who voice sound good and who voice will grasp the people. And no, man, if you give everybody a chance, give everybody a time to get an airplay on the radio.
Yeah.
See what the masses them say, how they react to the tune. Because you over somewhere saying, because all criticism is good, you know, whether conscious criticism or negative criticism, you know, you can learn from it.
Yes.
You understand? But they don't give the youth them a chance, whether Jamaica, even in Trinidad, no local Trinidad reggae artist is getting played right now in Trinidad.
Oh.
It's one little elder man called Naya Bingy, we are trying to keep up some vibes, and a certain time alone him get on the radio station to play the man them. So it unbalances a lot of injustice when it comes to the upcoming artists them. And you see, what hurt me a lot is that, you know, these people, especially on these social medias and all these different things, yes, they love the upcoming artists, but you would see them more pushing the major artists, their music, more than the upcoming artists them.
Yes.
Not knowing the same upcoming artists them is the same one now that coming and turn the page and keep the fire burning.
Right.
You understand? So the same strength here, I give the known artists them, give the upcoming artists them the same strength, because strength in strength is, oh my God. Only Jano, you see it?
Yes. Well, you know, it's it's a difficult thing. I know, because my inbox full, you see, and you know, I only have a limited number of hours to play, and you know, it's a question of pushing out this artist to put in that artist, and that artist get vexed, and push out that artist to put in this artist, and the next artist get vexed, and you know, we can never win as a DJ, as a radio station.
True. Well, some artists need to understand how the runnings go too. Your music might not play today, but no, say, if you stay on top of your game, you know, the music will play tomorrow, or it might play tonight.
Yes.
because persistence is to try, you know, and you have to keep doing what you are doing. You know. Don't make one little obstacle make you lose the faith.
True, true, true.
As I read in Kishandi, I say, I'm saying one tune, you know. Sometimes an obstacle could be a blessing. Some disappointments can be a blessing.
Yeah.
So, certain time we have to look at it on the positive side and not the negative side, because the negative is what keep we down.
True. Now you, I know you're working as an artist and you're doing your thing and you're trying and kind of underground, but you're striving and you're rising at the same time and you're looking to do some producing as well. Are you?
Sure. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Right now, trying to put out. We're not trying. We're gonna put out a rhythm called Talking To. Rhythm with various artists like, you know, Messenger Sealer, Tony Anthony, and, you know, some other, you know, mostly upcoming artists. These are the artists who I am going to be pushing, the upcoming artists, because their voice needs to be heard.
Yes.
And it's going to be my first rhythm that I'm putting out, you know, and it's really me and a bridging from Germany that really come together and do this rhythm.
Yes.
And, you know, right now we're getting some nice reviews from the rhythm, from the people, them especially who we send the rhythm to, them love it, them can't believe the man still billing them kind of rhythm.
Okay, well, let's hear the rhythm. It name Talking To, and this is you. You must do the first track on the rhythm, don't?
Yes, I.
Them two disrespect. One to them why them with them nasty. Welcome to Rasta this and welcome to Rasta.
Hello to all the listeners of Reggae Space right now. Live conversation, Ras, Aija, and Yendi.
Well, now it's so who you think you are and who you're talking to. Disrespectfully trying to make I do. Who you think you are and who you're talking to. Who laugh, last laugh, the best, and this is who I'm to. Who you think you are and who you're talking to. Disrespectfully trying to make Rasta blue. So who you think you are and who you're talking to. Alright then, well hear me out. Hey, now it's your flattering and listen. It's your words full of guile. Your heart full of heat, so you are hurt all the while. Misusing your tongue that really fit your profile. King Selassie born them evil lifestyle. Yo, well let the words from your mouth and meditation from your heart. And this so love come, me tell you this so love start. You must be prepared to meet the Most High God. Stop treat people missing like them a dog. Alright then, knowledge and discretion to the youth. The wise man also will hear and increase in his learning. Alright, overstand words and insight is the truth. Receive instruction in all wise dealing. Me tell you now who you think you are and who you're talking to. Disrespectfully trying to make I know who you think you are and who you're
who
talking
you think
to.
Who
are talking the best. This is so true. So who you think you are and who you're talking to. Rasta, I tell them, me not make no friend. Who you think you are and who you're talking to. Hey, alright then, well hear me now. Hey, well from them read me go on them. And from them talk me go like them. Cause them a fight as a children from Cincinnati, the Garden of Eden. With his mouth, the godless man will destroy his neighbor, perverse mind. The lifestyle of a tailbearer. You eat me bread that them what tell me say you love my sister. Unconditional love, it tear down all barriers. He who belittle his brother, he lacks sense. But the man with overstanding always remains silent. It's like them weak when righteousness it brings strength. And he who pursuit evil will die in his judgment. So be careful of the words you speak in written and my sister's. Cause King Selassie, I am not big friend. Be a show hard. The righteous man will always go unpunished. Shout of gladness when the wicked get perished. I know love, so this life I will cherish. Out of your heart all wickedness, it must vanish. The bubba
Well, you're setting a nice pace on that rhythm. That track is entitled You Talking To, Ras, Aija. That's the first track on what will be a compilation CD in the near future. Yes, Ras, Aija. How you come about the rhythm? You know, there's various ways people can build rhythms nowadays, and you know, it can be computer, you can go in a studio with people. How you go about this one?
A studio, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, because the bridge in there, Germany, we really work on it, and, you know, we do some in our studio over here now, my brethren, we do some little add-ins and take out and raise up and, you know, the thing.
Yeah.
So, it was originally built, you know, in a studio, really, you know, and a computer vibes.
Okay, so it's real instruments, real human being.
True, yes, sir.
And you prefer that, or you deliberately go for that rather than the computer thing?
Yeah, man, because the computer thing is too much, too easy, man.
Yes, I understand, because you know it don't have the same feel as well, you see.
True, and the people them know when them play with the live instruments, you get a better feeling, a better energy. You understand, a better a vibe that is powerful and more real than you just sit down there in the studio and a computer with a drum machine, and you know it's simple. You understand what me I say, but when the bandsman them there in the studio, you know, everybody come together and them say, all right, no, you can't stop that part there and make me put in this part and hear it song. And yeah. You understand what me
yeah,
I say?
Yeah.
Because so, everybody now will come and say, you know what, me feeling a different melody for this part here, make me hear it song. And you know what I mean? So it's all about the countenance of one man brightening another, you see it?
Yes. And you as you have the overall production hat on, or you have some hand in actual the musical side as well?
No, just the production, because right now I'm not really too good with the instruments them, you know, so.
Right.
You know, so we're working on that still too.
Is it? You take a lesson?
Well, really and truly, you know, I would love to learn the guitar, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so the brethren really and truly that can teach I, who will take the time to teach I, live in New York. So what I need to do is buy myself a guitar and start, you know. So when I reach him, him can, you know, just help I on my journey, see him still,
yes,
you know.
Yes. Yes, well, like many people, like me as well, you know, I'd love to play an instrument, whether it be the bass or the saxophone or something like that.
Sure.
And I guess if you have the desire, then it will happen.
Yes, I.
So you take the more production role, overseeing and seeing that you know the product is comes together nicely. How you go about selecting and identifying people to voice it?
Oh, okay. Well, first and foremost, you know, I go to my friend list on Facebook, and you know, I look at the artists them who I know take their career very seriously, and you know it's not a joke thing. And you know you reason with them first, and you know you send them the rhythm and see if them like it. And if them like it, well, you know you give them ways of where you know you can voice it. You can either voice it at my studio in New York, or you know you can voice it at your studio, and I do the mixing and the mastering for free. So
okay.
Yeah, the artists them knowing, you know, is not really hard to pick, because the majority of artists, if not the, you know, most of the artists them on my Facebook page is upcoming artists.
Right.
You know, I mean, I do run down the big artists them for me on my page. I rather the upcoming artists them, because you know, these are the youths them who willing to do the work with a clean heart.
Yes.
You see it, and enough of them is who I work with also already, whether live or collaborated with in the past.
Okay.
And also,
So, and is you know a certain vibe that you're looking for on the tracks? Them, you know, there's certain artists that you wouldn't consider, I guess.
Sure. Yes, I.
So, what make you actually turn your hand to this in the first place? You know, there's enough artists out there that just remain artists. You put on the producer's hat now. What make you do so?
Because it is better to gain control sometimes of, you know, all your work.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm working with Gold Cup in Italy.
Yes.
And we've been working very good for the past few years, you know, and seeing the advantages that I have in the music, where a lot of people want to work with I.
Right.
You know, I take my time and I observe how they do their work and how serious they are about their work also.
Okay.
And it showed me that as an artist, it is an extra, is an extra strength also, yes, an extra income. Once you produce and arrange and master and mix all your work.
Yeah.
And if you have a label that is already on the publishing side and whatever, you know, you just push it through your label.
Right.
So that is what I do most of the times. And with Gold Cup, they've been so good to me that every song that I put out, if not on their label, they help push me on their label.
Right, right.
You know, so the work, you know, the producer Vibes King is good because you get to understand, you know, the inside of the music.
Right, right.
And you learn the music. You learn the mixing. You learn how to master. You learn how to put in certain effects. You learn how to, you know, make the song, you know, much brighter, more advanced, more, you know, more powerful.
Yes, yes.
Than another man doing it for you and you don't like how it sung.
Okay, okay.
You understand where I'm coming from? Because sometimes, you know, you mightn't have the money to pay a brother to do certain things and he just do it because he's in bridging and he's not really put all into it because he's not getting paid.
Okay.
So more times you as an artist, you know, you get a vibe and sometimes it start too, you know, because when I did Who You're Talking To, this song here, I already had the first chorus and the verse already without the rhythm, you know.
Okay.
And when I get the rhythm, you know, it put a vibe into my head, you know, and say, Aija, you need to start, you know, really taking this thing serious, you know, because you get the rhythm in your head, you know, you get it in your head, you know. And as I get the vibe, you know, I say, no, man, this thing here, we have to get this going, man.
Right.
You understand? And this is where it is now, because after this one, we have another one when we're going and put out too.
Oh, wow. So, you start the ball rolling now.
Yeah, man. The thing can't stop, my lord, because we can't sit down in a Babylon and expect them to come feed her, you know.
True, true. So you're going to establish a label as well?
Well, I already had a label titled Judgment Family Records, but some like a legal, you know, problems and thing with the label and the people them who had rights to our first album, you know, we was going through some things and now I just have to put it back into place to get the label back up and running.
Okay, okay. So you know what label this one will come out on?
This one is coming out on the Gold Cup right now.
Right, right, okay.
Yeah, this one is gonna be coming out on the Gold Cup. Me and my brethren in the studio from in New York, yeah, Quab Lab Productions. We're gonna be mixing and mastering together. So, you know, it's not just I alone will be having an ear. He might have an ear too that might make it song because he's more advanced and more knowledgeable in the mixing and mastering than me. So I'm still learning also as I go along.
Well, it sounds like you're enjoying it.
Yeah, man, is a vibe. It's a vibe. The only setback really is that all my work is gonna be done in New York and I live in Florida. So it's gonna be a traveling back and forth. And now that I have, you know, my youth, you know, it's gonna be kind of a little hectic because man, I really wanna be a far from my youth, I wanna be near, you know.
Right, right. I did get a message say that you become a father. Is he first one?
Yeah, man, I'm a first, this, you know.
And how old is he now?
He's actually a month and a week.
Wow.
Yeah, man, a month and a week, you know.
Okay, so how the transition from, you know, childless to father?
Boy, to be honest with you, it's a joyful time, you know. It's something that, you know, I was looking forward to, and it's a blessing because the crying is a lovely cry. It's something that I already got used to.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And, you know, the vibes with just having him, you know, is a love to know that you have your own seed and, you know, you have work to do. The work never stops. Because some people say when they make a youth, you know, them work done, you know.
Oh.
But my work now starts, you know, it come like a new book. You have to start right now.
Yes, yes. And I get the feeling that maybe that you will provide some inspiration to you and your music as well.
Well, to be honest, you know, fire, since my youth born, you know, me not really sit down and write a tune yet, you know, fire.
Oh.
Because he just make me see that, you know, sometimes you need a little break still.
Right, right.
But it come like inspiring me more now, because me have some lyrics that me have in my head right now, Brechin, is he were building up them vibes in my head right about now.
Yes,
and seeing how Trayvon come and, you know, get killed for no reason, it show me to how I have to be extra protective with my son.
Right.
And all these things is what's gonna be in my music, you know what I mean? Because them kill off the little youth, and it is somebody child rasta, you know me I say. So it hurt me too, because it could be my son, and my prayer say it's not my son, because me no know how me I go take it in a rasta.
Oh yes, yes.
You understand what me I say? So it show I that being a father is very, very important, rasta, because enough youths not have father upon this earth here.
True.
Them not even have a father figure to turn to in times of, you know, stress and down times and need a upliftment. They don't have that. So them turn to all types of negativity and crime and get themselves in trouble, you see it?
Yes, yes, true, true. All right, well, I hope you enjoy fatherhood, and I'm sure you will. Big up to all those listening in right now. Yendis and Ras Ija in conversation. I see you there, Hilton, in the shoutbox there, making a request for a trumpet sound. You know, we have to jiggle.
I see that, man.
We have to readjust the playlist for that now. But yeah, in the meantime, as you mentioned, Gold Cup, I have this track on the Lola rhythm I want to play, Pharaoh Judgment.
Yes, I.
Well, it's a long time the world has been waiting for this. Alright.
Yeah, this is the legend.
Nah.
I'm rich, I'm just humble, you know, just by just a little meditation, you know, go to see the art.
Yeah.
You know, some boy in my day, we're gonna be with creation.
Ija alongside Kerry Kill, Pharaoh Judgment on the Gold Cup rhythm called Lola. Big respect goes out to G Flex, just touched down, and big up yourself, Hilton. Gonna touch your request right now.
Yeah.
Your Queen Easy. Up Anna Hazer, Dags, pick up yourself, Ganja Smuggling.
Take control.
much easier to be caught in captivation. None shall escape his wrath, he said. Yeah, judgment on them.
Let your trumpet sound, lay it all around. For Jah is here for each and every one. Let your trumpet sound, lay it all around. It's time for you to cleanse your heart and go.
Yes, pick up yourself, G-Flex Lodge up Hilltown.
Pick
up Kit Dags and promoters pumping the shout box with links for Raz Aija. I want to encourage everybody to hit those links. Make the link with the artist and friend him up if necessary, and check out his material. That track is entitled Trumpet Sound. Raz Aija on the Liquid Raindrops rhythm. Raz Aija, I just want, as we was talking about your son, a little bit more than a month old, I know that even before your son did born, you was interested in youths, in young people, and how, you know, certain situations lead to what really leads to their destruction. How the issue of young people and the destruction actually touch your life. You have any example?
Yeah, well, a lot of people, you know, don't really take care of them youths, you know, and nearly every day another youth die, and near my family same way. You know, we had people in my family who was young that died, you know, by the gunshot, and you know, they actually got knocked down by a car in Trinidad and Tobago. It sometimes it hit home, you know?
Yeah. Because it seems like there's too much guns. I don't know where they come from, but the young people them seem to be armed.
Well, the government in Trinidad and Tobago right now issuing guns like it is bread.
Is it?
You see it? So right now the crime rate in Trinidad and Tobago is the highest in the Caribbean.
Really?
Yes, I. You see it? So right now these are the things we have to look at and realize it's shifting. When them realize one economy is messed up and the other one is good, you know, this is where they manipulate, and the best way to manipulate is the youths. You understand where I'm coming from? Because when they look at the youths and them died in the school in Sandy Hook, it's a youth we kill them.
Yeah, this is it. You see, it makes my heart bleed. You know, how the young people, you know, they get to a certain the situation where they don't have any other option but to take up the gun.
It's not that, you know. It's not about the other option, you know. It's what them see, you know, and what them been taught, you know, Bridging.
Yeah.
Remember that, you know. It's not about option, you know. Yeah, man, it's what they been seeing and taught. Because if you know right from wrong, what make your face say you're going to do something stupid if you go spend the rest of your life in a jail?
True.
Sometimes too, we as youths have to take account for the things that we do too, you know, and stop blame other people too, you know. Because it have households where have a balanced family, you know, Rasta, father and mother, you know, trying them best, you know, to do good by them children's side, you know. But the influence of friends, you understand what me I say,
yes,
this?
Yes.
And certain negative people in the schools and certain places where they go to hang out cause these youths and them to disrespect the order that their parents set in their life, you know, Rasta.
Right.
So, oh, you're going to blame the parents for that, Rasta?
I see. So when the youths them don't have no parents or have no respect for them parents, and they exert peer pressure on their friend them at school and on the street?
A simple thing that you can't, it's not about option, because if you had an option, Rasta, you understand what me I say? The option is like this. All the gangster them were singing gangster music. Them not they are jail.
Right.
And when them go to jail, they see how them cry if you come out fast.
Yes, yes.
You ever seen, you know, see none of them gangster rapper them day at jail for murder? You understand what me I say?
Yeah, yeah.
If any one of them did in a jail for murder, is because them feel them beyond the law and them untouchable rasta because them are idiot.
Yep, yep.
You understand what me I say? That is not an example you set for the youth them. But if these youth and them will open up their mind and see, say, all these rapper them we are sing all them thing, them have them house, them have them care, them setting up business. So when them youth come, them youth them can have money. You understand what me I say,
yeah,
this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These youth and them not doing nothing constructive, rasta. You understand what me I say? We need constructive elements wrong here, Bridget. We don't need the youth and them coming forth and them studying friend and friend and friend because them friend father they are jail for murder and him will be like him father. So he might encourage an innocent soul if you go and do some idiot thing out there. No, we don't need them kind of thing, the rasta. So how can we change that?
Because the youth is the future, and if that's how they're going, what future does behold, you know?
Yeah, but it comes down like this. But what can we do to change this? Because it have good youths and it have some youths. Me wouldn't say them bad, you know, because the youth, them not bad, you know, at the energy that is bad, you know. You understand what me I say?
Yeah.
It have good youths and it have youths that just being misled.
Yeah.
What can we do to bring the youths, them, who have been misled back to the right path? What can we do as a nation of people, whether black, white, Indian, Chinese, Arab, Mexican, me not care where you're from, what can we do?
Well, you know, as an artist, you know, all you can do is sing certain songs that will open their eyes and steer them away from that path.
True.
Yeah.
True, Yandis, but then too, the world is not based upon artists. You understand what me I say?
Yeah,
it come
yeah.
down to this. It come down to this. Not everybody's an artist. Not everybody's a reggae artist or a singer.
Yeah.
Who can sing words of wisdom to uplift people, you know. So it need to come from all angles, you know, Bridget, not just the reggae artists. And yes, the reggae artists them have a big part to play, but we need the disc jockey them to do it. The producer them to do it, the manager, the booking agent, the teachers, the lawyers, the judge, everybody have to try to do it. You understand what me I say?
Yes,
this
man.
This
yes,
is the
man.
Only yeah. way the youths and them will see, say, you know what, somebody care about me, you know. So if the youth and them realize nobody not care about them, this is where them not care to be misled.
That's true. It's true, and the example is too many examples in society. When you look at the films, and you look at the games, and you look at the advertising, and it's none of it really is aimed at encouraging people to walk the right road, the straight road.
No, because it was set, you know, the system programmed the thing, you know. Remember, the system programmed the thing from long time, you know, them programmed the youth, them, you know, them have we on file, you know, rasta. Every youth were born in America or in the British colony of the West Indies. You understand? Them have them on file, you know. So from you come America now, right? Them don't know what them going to do to you, how them going to do it to you, when them going to do it to you, and why them going to do it to you. You understand, Regine? So you need to, the youths, the most we can tell the youths them today, yes, love is the major thing.
Yeah.
But the most you can do is find yourself in constructive fields. Find yourself in a library. When you find, like, you know, you're bored at home, find yourself in a library. Go and go read.
Yes.
You understand what me I say? Go and go try build something that can benefit your people. Try yes. create something that can benefit your people in the long run, because we don't have nobody right now as far as black architects that building for 20 to 35 years from now so the youth them can have a safe place. We don't have these architects on earth because them killing them out. And why them killing them out? Because nobody don't defend these men and these women them when they come out and try to do something to benefit the people them. You understand? Everybody are knock them because if me come out and say, yo, me, I go build this enough to benefit this one, you know, my own people are going to knock it, you know.
Right, yes.
So from the government, see, your own people are knock it. Where you feel? Them are going to help you? Them are going to help knock you down too, man.
Right. So for the poor youth, for the youths, them, it's very tempting for them to get their eye dazzled by the bling and the certain vanity and possessions and commodities, rather than, you know, humble and you know, it better themselves through education.
True, because education come like, you know, that is my bread and butter, you know.
Right.
You see it? And what me I try to tell the people them too. Me not run down them big word and all them thing that with these people I try to bring out every day. You understand, Bridging? Mm. But to know right from wrong, up and down, left, right, all these different things is things where is basic teaching for the youth them. You understand what me I say?
Yeah.
So when you hear Haile Selassie, I stress about education, and then you hear these nasty black people, you know, that call ourselves, you know, Africans, come and say that Haile Selassie never do nothing for education-wise in Ethiopia. Sometimes you have to sit down and laugh, because when they see Haile Selassie, I send him whole university there, America and England, to learn all the new trades and all the different things in university to be industrialized. You understand what me say, Bridget?
Yes, yes.
These people and them still sit down and knock the king. So if them can't knock my king, what make you feel you say them can't knock me?
That's true, that's true. And education is a valuable thing. And you know, I was reading something on your Facebook page, how you list all the honorary doctorate that Emperor Haile Selassie I get.
True. And him not get that overnight. Them thing not happen overnight. These things is where you have to put yourself, you have to attain yourself, to adapt, to put yourself, you know, put yourself in them field and tell yourself you can do it. So, me I tell people this, you know, me not come here as no prophet and no rasta, me not come here as no priest, and me not come here if you claim no kingdom and all them things, they no rasta. You understand what me I say? Just send me here as a musician to at least try and educate and uplift while being educated and uplifted same way. You see it?
Right.
So, me not come here so fi prophesy nothing for nobody like these so-called prophets like Nostradamus and these boy them. Me not come here so fi be no priest, because you can't build house on sinking sand. You understand what me I say, Bridget? So, me not come here fi build no house in America and be no priest and watch it sink and sorrow my... No, man, me not in them thing.
Right. So...
And me have one king, which is Emperor Haile Selassie I. You understand what me I say? I'm just a child of the king.
Right. Because as Marcus Garvey say, you know, you're there, as you would describe it, in the belly of the beast. And it's,
yeah,
not,
man.
It's not your home, and you just do our works and go home again. Are you?
Yeah, man. Yeah, this the whole of we, man. We're there at Europe right now, right? You're there, are we? England, London?
Yes, in the UK, England.
All right, so fireman, what make you feel you say you're going to do so forever?
Well, I don't really know, you know. I can't predict the future.
No, it's not about prediction. It's what the word say. What Jah say, you know, the word never go void, you know. Jah say, you know, when that day is called of yonder, you know, everyone shall go back to where him come from, you know. Whether you want to leave or not, you know, him going to take your ass and carry you back, you know.
True.
So, what you going to do? You have to do what you can do now, gain what you can gain now,
yes,
and teach what you can teach now, because you know what, just be accountable for one piece of the work. You understand? You will be accountable for, you know, the whole package. Because the package will just come as man a DJ and man a play reggae music for uplift the people. No. It come like you see the youths them in the streets too. You have to educate them and teach them right from wrong, because all these is parts of Rastafari.
True.
So we work never done until that day is called of yonder. So when that day is called of yonder, we shall know who is who and what is what.
Yes. You're absolutely right. And you know, I could tell you some things, but really and truly it's me doing the interview.
Yeah, man.
So
on the fire.
But enough respect to you, King. Enough respect. I understand entirely what you are saying. Big respects to all those locked in right now. In conversation with the great Ras Aija. Big up Naya Shane and G-Flex. Big up Hilton. Large up Queen Easy. Big up promoters informing us and giving us links. Big up Don Maida, touchdown on the base. Big up all the Connecticut crew. Anna Heza, large up Jabuki's come back again. Big respect to you. Pablo P, enough respect to you. I'm going to draw for our next track. A duet, a combination tune with Trey Deuce.
Ah, Aaliyah, I vow to love you. This one is for, you know, the ladies. Just, you know, them say, Ras Aija, I'm saying too much fire tune. So, you know, more time, we have to flip it up and, you know.
Yes, man.
It's Trey Deuce alongside Ras Aija. We're doing this one, you know, a special one.
Black woman, yeah, navigated to you.
Alright.
Get down on one knee because I love ya. Never put no other one above ya. Girl, hold my bank accounts, I trust ya. My wife, my queen, I'm under the creator's size in heaven's skies. I vow to love you for the rest of life. When things go bad, oh, we find time still will owe you. Now under the creator's size in heaven's skies, I vow to love you for the rest of life. When things go bad,
we've been together ever since we were younger. Whenever I was weak, you were the one to make me stronger. Bless is the woman who standed firm with Ras Aija. To hurt and disrespect, you know I will never. I'll take you to Selassie's with the love banner. Sustain you with the fruits of joy, a life full of splendor. Give thanks to Jah, I met this African daughter. She more precious than gold and silver. Lighting up the saffron, calamus and cinnamon. And like the beautiful fragrance, like the scent of Lebanon. You lips full up on nectar, honey and milk is under your tongue. I'll never desert you for another one. Yo, set me as a seal upon your heart.
My love,
I love you from the start. Seriousness, serious, and then I laugh, me a laugh. I'll never depart, trade you, so tell them where you talk.
No wonder the creator's size in heaven's skies. I vow to love you for the rest of life. When things go bad, oh, we fight, I still will know you. Close, I wonder the creator's size in heaven's skies. I vow to love you for the rest of life. When things go bad, oh, we fight, I still will know you.
So it look like when people say, you know, Ras Aija, how comes all your tunes them full of fire? You listen.
Fire to me still, you know. Well, sometimes it just you know, come from the heart, and the heart sometimes burn with fire, you know.
Yes, I understand. So you going do one of them two more love tunes, you know, for the ladies.
Yes, sir.
You have to do a balance, innit?
I have to do something because I mean, my wife get mad with me, you know. So I have to sing song for her too.
of course. And I see something else on your Facebook page, and that kind of fits in right now. The reason for life is love, and love is the reason for life. Are you?
Yes, King. All made in love, you know, and love is what governs the day, you know. Love is what our Creator dwells in, you know. He dwells in love. He doesn't dwell in hate, you know. And life was made in love.
That's right.
So, and you're just gonna love, you know, love life and live life in love, you know.
Yes, and I'm sure your youth is an example of how life come from love.
Yes, sir. Because there's more love you're getting from Papa and Mama, you know. So it's unconditional love.
Yes. Well, I want to make sure that people are aware of where to get your music. And what you have in store for your fans them in the future.
Okay. The compilation album will be released in August via iTunes and hard copy also. Title Talking to Rhythm with various artists.
And you feel it's important to have the hard copy as well?
Yes, King.
yes, King, it is important because a lot of people, you know, when they see the artist, they want to have something, you know, to actually show so they could, you know, get a little autograph or something, you know. So it's good, you know, to market yourself in all aspects that you could, you know. So after that now, well, the Lightning and Thunder album right now, we have a physical copy for that, which is on the road, but the digital copy will be, you know, like activated in probably like less than a month, because as I show you, I'm working on getting everything taken care of. And from that's taken care of, the Lightning and Thunder album will be online where people can purchase that on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, the works. That's every digital site where we sell music, you're going to find it there. So.
Okay.
And then Gold Cup Records is releasing my album, Hail Rastafari, in actually probably in not more than a month. Okay. So look forward to that. That will be a digital copy with 16 to 17 tracks. And trust me, it's pure fire on the album, just so you're going to love it, because enough collaboration with the people that are not here yet, and even with Messenger, Sila, Aya Ingi, and, you know, some other upcoming artists still. Okay. So you can look forward for that. Shows, Europe, trust me, you're going to see me soon. Very, very soon. I've been saying this for a while, and I know the people them in Europe really want to get a taste of Ras Aija music, you know. So I'm working on it. By the grace of Jah, before the year is over, you shall have the word that I'm coming, and we will blaze the place of fire and set the matter straight.
So it looks like you have a number of different projects on the go right now, coming to fruition, and you're going to have a number of different products available with your name on them.
Yes, King.
It's like, you know, you're getting busier and more in demand, I guess.
Well, as I say, you know, my father never make me suffer, you know, so I can't make my youth suffer, you see it?
Right.
So I had to do what I've been blessed with to do, and do it to the best of my ability. So it have to start somewhere, and I've already started it, so I have to continue.
Yes, yes. And I guess with the youth now, that gives you more inspiration to, you know, to make sure that the future is rosy, you know, and comfortable.
Yes, King. So true.
True.
So true.
All right, then I want to play one more tune. It's another Gold Cup, Negus Blessings, and big up to Hilton. He requests a tune, and the same time somebody knock on him door and he never get to hear the tune. So with a bit of luck, I might have time a little later on. But for now, I want to draw for this next tune, the Negus Blessings. You want to say anything about this track?
Yeah, well, this song here come like, you know, the anthem for my son, you know, because when this song was written, you know, my wife was pregnant, you know, and I wasn't even conscious that I was writing the song, you know, and it would have related to my son same way, because life is so precious, you know, to live it is a must give thanks to the blessing, Negus. And you got to give thanks to life, you know, because life is not promised to no one, you see it, so you just had to give thanks to life. So Negus Blessing, Gold Cup Records, Piero Dredd and family, you done know, set the thing straight. Yen this to the world. You then can't this, you know.
Monster, Ras Aija representing them. Out of the mouth of babe and suckling, Jah has all these strengths. We give thanks to life. Oh, life so precious, why just to live it is a must. Give thanks for the blessing, Negus. So precious in you, I put my trust. Never make me worry, never fuss. Trying, and always remember to keep jarring out your tidings. Well, again, don't you get caught in the wrongdoings, or else you'll never see that land that is so shining. So as this, if you seek, surely you will find him. With your heart, your mind and soul must be binding. Well then, I come to tell you about I black king. So as you live it and reign it, well then. Life's so precious, to wind your lust to live it is a must. Give thanks for the blessing, Negus. trust in you, I put my trust. Never make me walk enough first. Life's so precious, do I jealous, to live it is a must. Give thanks for the blessing he got. Life's so precious, so precious, in you I put my trust. Oh no, 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 alright, well.
Yes indeed, a big up to Piero Dredd and the Italy family. You probably know I did have a conversation with him a couple weeks back.
Yes, I saw it.
Big respect to Piero Dredd and Anthony B. And large up yourself for your version on the rhythm. Big up to Gold Cup, Matt, and all the crew. There was something else I did see on your Facebook page that really I found quite interesting. This issue of religion against spirituality, you know, and how some people prefer to follow a religion and others, you know, prefer to be a spiritual being. How you check it?
Well, as His Majesty say, you know, first and foremost, you know, religion was really, you know, a tool made to divide the people, you know, and how it has become today is more like a monetarial kind of vibes, you know, where everything is money and not really about the savior, you know. So it come like the people them are seek salvation, but yet still them not getting through because, you know, the people who them putting them trust in to really take it to the Father, because the bishop and all these people really supposed to be mediators to the Most High, you see it?
Yeah.
And it come like the people now, them find faith in the bishop and the priest, them to go to them and ask them to do certain things for them and, you know, pray for them or whatever. But yeah, these people, them not really do that because it's a money thing, you know what I mean? So, well, His Majesty come and show I that spirituality now, it's better to be spiritual and know thyself. And know your creator and know that he dwells in you, because the temple of the Most High is within you. You see it?
Right.
So you don't need to go to a church to find salvation. This is where His Majesty come and show me the difference now, where you don't need to go to a church and ask the pastor to do it, because you can do it for yourself.
Right.
And Christ himself show me that we can go to the Father. You see it? And even though him say no one get to the Father but through me, it come like him show you, say, once you have Christ in your heart, you know, it's no problem to get to the Father. You see it?
Yeah.
So they make you feel like, you know, you have to go to church and, you know, you have to submit and you have to do this and do this for the church and do that for the church. And the church not really doing for you.
Right.
Religion now come like, you know, is a war thing now, when religion was supposed to be all about peace, because Christ not stand for all them different religion. We are segregate and separate from them, you know, them people, because you have blacks and white in the Jehovah Witness that don't deal with the Roman Catholic. And then you have the Muslims now who are black and white that don't deal with certain other, you know,
right,
faiths. And it's all segregation. So what you're showing is that all these religion, them is fake, you know, because these religion was supposed to bring the people together, all people. You see it? So when you look at the Buddhists and them now, them boy, them not studying no religion, you know, it's a spiritual level them deal with, you know.
That's right.
You understand? So this is why, you know, you would find certain African people, the closest thing they would cling to is the Buddhist part of life, you understand, after Africanism.
Yeah.
You see it? Where you will find meditation and yoga and all these different things comes in, because the spiritual upliftment, you understand, the religion thing can't do that for you.
Yeah.
Well, you understand what me say? The religion can't do that for I and I, because religion is all, you know, them just as tell you, say, you know, one thing in the Bible, and them not tell you, say, for sometimes you have to look out of the Bible and check reality. You understand? Because certain things we are going in the Bible, it's limited still, and it not really expose the certain truth for the people, them to really be wise and certain, and aware of certain things. So them limit certain things in the Bible now, and the pastor now him different, because when certain things now come upon in the Bible, him tell you, like if him a read certain chapter, from the time him see certain thing pertaining to Africa or Kushite or blackness, him tell you turn to the next chapter, because him know why you read that. Him know why you know yourself. Him know why you know, say, Ethiopia was the first place mentioned in the Bible, which is Kush.
Okay.
You boss and them me water listen the Nile River, we bust out into five heads. With the Nile River, the Rasta, the Nile River there is in Africa, my brother. You understand what me I say? So religion now teach you them things, spirituality teach you that, because when you're spiritual and you go into a meditation and you come into to one accord with the earth,
right,
and the creator and your ancestors. Yes, Bridget, go through.
Yeah, because it seems like, as you say, you know, the religion wants you, kind of encourages you to focus on something outside you, like the building, the church, the bricks, instead of looking inside yourself as being part of a whole, you know, and looking, you know, to identify and connect with the power within you, the spiritual power that's within you that connects you with everything else.
True.
Or am I making sense here? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, because we know there is one creator, but man of right is God in flesh. Man of woman is, woman in of right is goddess in flesh. You see it? So it come like from you do right, you know, and you try the right part, you know. Jah in you, you know, Rasta. You see it? So you know, if you look, out at yourself, you find Jah, you know, if you go and look up in the sky and see if heaven up there, sir.
That's right.
You know, if you go and look underground and under the earth, you see if hell there, sir. Hell can reside right inside of you. Heaven can reside right inside of you. It's how you live life. This is where Rasta come in now. Rasta come to show them it's a way of life.
Yeah.
You see it? So nowadays now you see some little idiot, limited money-making Rasta, so-called boy, trying to take the Rastafarian liberty into a religion thing. And me born that because we are not made up of religion.
Okay.
You understand? When we were in Africa, Bridget, we were free praising to our to our ancestors. We never used to pray to no God here and no God there and all them things. Ancestors, we used to call out to and ask for strength and fire.
Right.
We were free. We never know such things with these people them I deal with right about now, yes, sir, Bridget. We never did know about them things, but them beat it into we. So what we have to do now is try to get it out of we. And all we are going to get it out of way now is finding your true self, looking into yourself, and as you say, stop looking out of yourself.
That's right.
Because it starts from within. No man is perfect, no woman is perfect, and we all fall short of the glory. We all fall short of the glory sometimes, and the best thing is when you know, say, you have faith and you can be lifted up, you know, within the same speed that you fall short is the same speed you rise again.
Yes.
You see it?
Because I like what you say, how you know, in ancient times, you know, it wasn't about religion. It wasn't about this religion or that religion or this set of rules or that set of rules. It was about the ancestors, you know.
True.
That, you know, leads quite nicely into this last track I want to play. It's entitled Ancient Land.
Highly blessed. Hold on, before you play that tune, more of the people them to really seriously check out. I want doctor named Dr. Sebi. You see it? Now this brother from Honduras, but him black like real African. Him a real African.
Okay.
You understand? Because him not tell himself him come from Honduras. But this brother now him cure some serious sickness with Babylon don't want to give to the people the cure that Babylon supposed to give to the people. Him find his cure within herbs and compounds. And all of them started grow. It came from Africa.
Okay.
You understand? So these compounds and these different herbs, our ancestors and our great, 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 great grandparents used to use these herbs.
Okay.
In Africa, before they were taken and brought into the Western Hemisphere and given pharmaceutical pills.
Yeah.
So when you play a tune like Ancient Land and these tunes, Bridging, it make the people them know, say, you have to go and check your history. Go and check your history. Check up Dr. Sebi. Because I'm a doctor right now in Honduras and California. I have an office too, and Florida, where you can get cured by natural African herbs.
Right.
You understand? For any sickness, because it's mucus that causes all the sickness, like AIDS and cancer and all these different things. Is mucus that clogs certain vessels in your body and certain things can't, the oxygen and the blood cannot circulate how it's supposed to. So check out Dr. Sebi, Sebi. My people, Jah Love, Ancient Land, Yen this me say.
Respect. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, and I'll ask you a favor just to write the name in the show box so the people on the website can get it and they can get on their search engine and find him. I want to thank you for being with us here tonight. It's been, as usual, last time, a very interesting conversation, and your point of view is very enlightening for many, many of our listeners. And enough strength to you in the future, and I'm looking out for all the projects that are coming to fruition over the coming months and maybe into the next year. And when they drop, I'm sure we'll get enough real rotation right here on Reggae Space and on my show as well. So big up to yourself and big up to your youth and big up to your wife as well.
Yes, sir. More love and more joy, more blessings, you know?
Respect.
Mama, Africa, Ethiopia, Zimbabwe, Sierra Leone, South Africa, Botswana, and Ghana. Well, make a sudden, me big up my ancestor. Tell them, yes, them give us strength and power. Yes, the solar energy, yes, it's sent from Jaja. Well, hear the words from eternal fire. From that saying place, Mama Africa, land of the sunburned face. From that saying land, tell them on the ancient Alkibulan. From that saying place, Mama Africa, land of the sunburned face. From that saying land, I tell them, alright.
Yo, Mama Africa, stretch forth her hand. King Selassie, he is the conquering lion. We are the children, yo. From under the sun, from the soil of Ethiopia we come from. The first in the Genesis is where it mentioned. And then straight forward to Revelation. Black who I am, I still never done. Men not bleach out, feel look like no madman. Cause Africa, you know she wait time, man. Because a long time you want feel forward in a nation. We educate the uprising generation and stay away from the Ku Klux Klan. Cause me not go get lost in the Western Hemisphere, because they want to destroy the world with nuclear. Where Mama Africa I wait and me have no fear. Where yeah, the rest I shout with cheer. Yo, come make me chant Africa. Yo, yaga, yo, come make me chant Africa. Hear this from Aija. Come make me chant Africa. And my brothers and my sisters, come make me chant Africa. A lime and tea is just mere confusion. So come on, let us shut down. Out of Babylon, Africa, so long, so long, so long. Await the black Alkibulan. So long we have to go and reap. Yes, our plantation. Alright, so long, so last give us acres. So gather and come and leave out on the black star liners. And sail across the last sea, I golden waters. And touch down, yes, in at the port of Ghana. And then they so yes, we are going.
Yes, big respect goes out to Ras Aija every time. A track entitled Ancient Land, and the encouragement is to seek out our ancestors, and that would mean everybody on the planet, as everyone comes from the root, and the root started in Africa.
Mama Africa, land of the sunburned face.
Big up yourself, G-Flex. Big up yourself, promoter. It's a full list of the links for Ras Aija there in the shout box. And I hope people link him up and friend him up and check out his material online. And big respects to Eternal Fire. I see you there. And the name in the shout box of the doctor, Dr. Sebi, S-E-B-I. Check him out. He looks like a very interesting individual as well. Big respects to all those been listening out in cyberspace on Reggae, on Facebook and handheld devices.
Some disappointments can be a blessing. Life is a test. Learn from the lesson. Some disappointments come with a blessing. No need for stressing. Well, this is the voice of Kushan Deya, and you are now locked to DJ Yendis on reggaespace.com. Log in! and tell a friend.